Guess what I've got as a present this week?
I dread to think. Who bought you the present?
My boyfriend.
Oh, I dread to think what he bought you. What did he get you?
Crash Bandicoot.
You're joking.
OMG.
He bought you the remastered Crash Bandicoot.
Uh-huh. Life is complete.
I can't believe, as if you're a gamer girl now.
No. Well, only with Crash Bandicoot.
Wait, hang on, I haven't even got it. Ridiculous. Will you buy it me?
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we are driven about driving. We're chatting all things driving, from Lucy's first ever experiences to when she passed to how it took me 5 times to pass my driving test. We're going driving bonkers on this episode.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Certainly it's going to be a riot, but not a driven riot, because if you're right on the roads, it is probably illegal.
Yeah, everyone get off the roads. Now Luke's on there.
Get off the roads. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden. She's Lucy Hilton, and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've never listened to us before, it's really simple. Each episode, we talk about a different topic. We've had 65 previous topics, so please do check those out. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, or go to audioboom.com/channels/Luke and Lucy FM. Talk about a different topic each week and each episode, and this episode is all about driving. But before we do all that, let's start off with a fact about ourselves, Lucy. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
True fact about me, I guess, would have to be I started the gym a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Proper into it, ended up going a couple
smashing
of times
it.
A week,
going
wild. Not been in a month.
You're joking.
I know.
How is that
so
some sort of dedication?
In myself.
You should not only be disappointed in yourself, Lucy, you should be disappointed in your chin.
In my chin?
Well, it could be getting bigger, couldn't it? So we you know, you want to be able to, oh, look at her, she's rubbing her chin now. Are you concerned
about... You need to check though, do I?
Are you concerned you're getting bigger?
No, not bigger. Just like, you can tell, like, you're a bit more flabbier when, like, you don't go to the chin.
You need to be a bit perkier. In every aspect, you need to be a bit perkier, Lucy.
Exactly. Well, especially now.
Yeah,
I'm,
exactly.
Years
yeah.
are clocking on.
Exactly. Lucy is 30 very, very soon.
Not for a couple of years.
Not as soon
yet,
as me, though.
Please. So not as soon as Luke, well, a.k.a. next week.
A true fact about me, Luke Marsden, is depending on when you listen to this, I'm either 29 going on 30, or I'm 30 going on 31,
12.
And I wish I was going on 12. And I wanted to tell you that I am just so very, very upset about this. It's not something Aww. I anticipated I'd do. I didn't think I'd make it to 30. I thought I'd probably...
But you'd be dead by now.
Well, I did, genuinely.
I
thought I'd...
When I first met you all those years ago, I'm sure you turned around to me and said, I want to die young. Don't
yeah,
want to
well,
reach 30.
I do. I mean, to be honest, though, this could be post-mortem podcast. You know, I could be dead now, to be honest.
You don't know.
And you're hearing me.
Birthday's next Sunday.
If I am dead, I just want you to know that you enjoy the last time you'll ever hear me. What a great way to start this podcast, Lucy.
Let's talk about death.
But I feel as though death comes up quite a bit for us. But
especially now you've passed your driving
something
test.
Something I'm trying to avoid. This episode is about driving. We're going to look back at Lucy's time on driving, and we're going to look back at what possibly it came to me to get to the point where I'm now legal to the DVLA to give me a driving licence. Lucy, let's start off with you. Driving. How long for you now?
10 years now.
As if you've been driving a decade, and by the time this goes out, I would have been driving 3 weeks.
It's mad, that, isn't it?
10 years. So you started driving
I
when
bet
you
for
were.
For you, it's still like, oh, what do I do? What do I do?
It is
what
still.
What gear am I going into?
Oh, it's an automatic. There was not an option for gears.
Say, I'm so old school.
So, Lucy, tell me about your driving experience when you first started, what your instructor was like, any nightmares. Share
I've
it on Luke and Lucy.
I've had a few nightmares along the last 10 years.
Of course you have. So, at the age of 17, you decided that you wanted to start.
Yeah.
Why?
When I was 17, for my birthday, got driving lessons. So,
oh, how many? Is it one of those where you pay for the first two and you're shackled?
You pay for a bulk. I think they paid, my mum and dad paid for 10 in bulk for me, bless the little hearts. So got them. I even did my driving lessons while I was practically dying.
What do you mean practically dying?
I was really poorly throughout it.
Lucy has had a number of medical issues.
I know, unbeknown to me, I'd lost 4 pints of blood.
You're joking.
So, I was still forced, though, to go out driving because my mum and dad had paid for it.
Yes, they want the money's worth, even if the daughter passes out at the wheel and crashes into somebody.
And luckily, it didn't put me off because I did pass first time. I don't know how, but I did pass first time.
To me, is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, I mean, and I mean this with no due respect. Were you wearing a push-up bra the day you passed?
No.
Was it a male examiner?
Yes.
That's how you passed. How old were you when you were 17, did you say?
17.
A perky Lucy Hilton at 17. Would have been, to be honest, not too bad.
Who'd probably been to the gym.
She had a toned body. She had a push-up bra. Of course she passed first time. How many minors?
Do you know what? I can't really remember. I think it was like 4 or 5.
So that's not that bad.
Or 6.
Well, still, it's not 15, which is what you need to fail on minors.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that bad.
So Lucy, at what point, they say that when you pass your test, then you really learn to drive. You see the open
roads. Do you know what? It's so true, especially if you've done it first time, because I have to admit, I know it took you bloody ages to pass.
Well, we'll come on to that.
But you are a better driver if you've been practicing and learning.
Well, if you fail more times.
Yeah, because you know it inside out. Like, honestly, when I first passed, I remember going in the car, like, because I was dying just getting the car on my own. And the first time I was terrified because I still properly didn't know what to do. I always had someone next to me, like, doing the pedals and stuff. And, oh, God, I had to do them myself. It was awful.
What was your first car?
I don't know, I didn't tell my mum. Well, I shared with my mum, so it was a little Fiesta.
Oh.
And I didn't tell her I was going out in it because I just wanted to go out and I knew she wouldn't let me.
So what happened? You just nicked the keys?
Yeah, and almost crashed.
Oh, really?
So some traffic lights and, like, just forgot to brake.
How could you forget to brake? So you went straight through a red light?
No, luckily I did brake at the very, very last minute. My little heart was in my mouth.
Well, I bet there was more than your heart in your mouth at that point. I bet you was absolutely. So at that point, did you realise that maybe you're thinking of giving up driving?
No, because I still felt like a cool cat. I could drive to college, take all my friends, because I was one of the oldest in the year. So
charging £2 petrol money.
Exactly, £2 petrol money.
Did you actually charge them for petrol money?
I can't remember, to be fair. Okay.
As I'm learning,
maybe
it's
I
not
charged
free.
Them with chocolate bars.
Well, yeah, exactly. Hence why you're looking like this flabby mess. No.
I mean, I've had to be like 50p or something. Didn't have the best first year at driving, though, either.
Why?
Almost killed my best friend at one point.
This is it. How did you get a license? I don't know. How did you nearly kill your best friend? Are you still best friends?
Yeah, still best friends. Oh, it's fine. It didn't ruin the friendship. It was only a few months after I passed, and I was following her to college. I don't know why we were driving separately. There must have been a reason. Just probably because we both wanted to drive.
Yeah, both got cars. So exciting.
Got cars. So exciting. So turned out from a junction, she's going. I'm turning out, but still looking behind me to just double check nothing's going to fly up behind me. And unbeknown to me, she'd had to slow down for this lorry doing a big U-turn in the middle of the road. I go flying into her, crashing.
You are your car smashed into hers?
I feel like the car was nearly written off.
Whose car? Hers or yours?
Babs's.
Oh, I bet your mum was thrilled about
She was not happy about that. I had to pay all the money on my own, out of my own hard-earned cash.
Hard-earned
and, of course,
money.
When you're at college, that's what you paper around at the weekend or something.
What did your mum... what did your best friend say?
Oh, she was fine. She's still my best friend.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All that matters.
Well, I mean, she can't walk now, but she doesn't need to use her legs. Oh, Lucy.
Bad, that, innit?
That's 10 years, though. Have you got better? I take it you tell me you have got... I mean, I've been with you a few times, and we've only near crashed twice, so...
I did crash into my ex-boyfriend a few years ago.
On purpose? Because he's your ex?
He was my boyfriend at the
time. Okay, right, no, you didn't try and run over your ex.
So, wasn't on purpose.
Well, why did you...
Honestly, it wasn't my fault.
Oh,
I have
seen
to
a pattern.
Say that. He slammed on in front of me, and so because someone slammed on in front of him, because the car wasn't great what I had at the time, it was my little Peugeot, RIP, couldn't slam on, like, too much, and it went skidding in the back of him, and then same with the guy behind me, and I was in a little crash sandwich.
Oh, that's not a little crash sandwich. It's not quite like a vanilla sandwich or a BLT. It's a crash sandwich. What happened to the Peugeot eventually?
Peugeot, I got rid of it.
I think the Peugeot got rid of you. I think it had too many near-death experiences. It thought, I'm done with this girl.
Yeah, probably. I didn't treat that car very well. Spilt jelly beans all over it and everything.
Oh, well, it's better than spilling your blood all over it, which by the sounds like could have easily have happened.
I've been good, though, in the last 5 years.
Okay, that's good. So you've had no incidents?
No incidents. And absolutely no points on the driving licence.
5 years, no claims?
5 years, no claims.
Oh, get you.
I'm honestly flying.
You know, that's the thing, though, right? Since passing my test, I've realised the only advantage of being nearly 30 is the car insurance is a lot lower. So, for example, I'm driving a brand new Renault Clio. Wonderful French car. If Renault, by the way, listening, want to give us a car, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We're open to bribes, whatever it takes.
Just check my Twitter for a picture of it if you want the registration to
We blurred that out. We blurred the registration out because Lucy decided to tweet a picture of my car with its registration in. So anybody's welcome to come and steal it from us.
Why not?
And yeah, I phoned up the insurance company, and for the time, a provisional to learn in my car was only £600. Then when I passed, it was only an extra £80, £700 for a year.
First time passing, that is good.
No,
it has joys. Oh, is it not good?
Yeah, that's it. Apparently it is quite good. But yeah. I mean,
it has joys to being old.
Yes, that's the only joy. That, and obviously, you know, my bladder control's bad and it's going to get worse and my eyesight's bad. There's a million other things that not joys are getting old.
Are you not scared of crashing?
I've not nearly crashed yet and I've been driving 3 weeks. So
I'm
doing well.
This is why your trillionth time at taking the test just works, because you've perfected the art of driving.
How long did it... How much was your first year insurance on your little Peugeot OIP?
Oh, I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah,
I imagine it'd be quite a while, though. Quite a lot of money.
Yeah, no, it was, but I feel like it's gone up in recent years. I think it was because
it's gone up because you're a risk.
Oh yeah, probably. And I think it's because I was on my mum's insurance, so right. Maybe I was only third party or whatever. I can't remember.
But now you're fully comp.
Fully comp now.
Anybody who's listening to this in the car right now and sees an Audi in front of them or behind them, drive off. It's more than likely Lucy.
Oh no, I'm an excellent driver, I'll have you know. Yeah. My dad actually quotes, we went to Ribble Hall in last week.
I don't know where the Ribble Valley is.
I don't know where that is.
Google it.
Actually, that's in Lancashire somewhere.
Oh,
and so I drove Babs and Paul, and my dad usually hates the way I drive, but he turned around and he was... quote Paul Hilton, the best driver he's ever been in a car with.
Oh my word. I mean, I take it he's not been in many cars.
Well, he refused to get in a car with me for years.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, yeah, he's waited for you to get your 5 years no claims and thought, okay, no, she's safe. No, she's safe. Lucy, I have had, as you know, a saga to get me to the point where I finally got my legal. Actually, ironically.
I forgave, I give up asking you when you were going to take your test. It was that long.
You know, ironically, I have. I haven't actually got my licence yet. I've got the certificate, but they've not sent me my licence. It's been
Are you sure you're legal to drive?
Yes, I've got that little certificate they rip off and give it you.
So you just have to keep that in the car?
Do you?
I don't know. What, the police pull you over?
Then I think I've got so many days to produce it. I hope I've not binned it. I can't even remember where it is.
Oh, my word.
To be clear, I am legal. I have passed a test, I think. It's been that many. I started off dry. I realised, to be honest, I suppose Phoebe, my girlfriend, takes all the credit for this. She says the only reason I learned to drive is because I was so sick of hearing her moan about the fact that she has to pick me up from places, drop me up from places.
That's true.
She wanted to drive. But obviously, I don't know if I've mentioned this previous on any previous episodes, but I was diagnosed with an eye disease a few years ago.
Oh, he's basically blind.
And
he's on the roads.
No, with my corrective hybrid contact lenses in, I am legal, roadworthy, vision-wise-ish to drive.
Just about.
I can read reg plate on the test. That's all that matters, because I memorised every reg plate. And a few years ago, Phoebe, my girlfriend, said to me, "Look, that's it. You need to learn to drive. I am sick to death of picking you up."
Sometimes she wants to go out and have a drink, Luke.
And I have to pick her up.
And you have to pick her up.
Or I have to drive. At the age of 17, at your age, Lucy, I just never had this to do it because my best friend Andrew listens to podcasts. Hi, Andrew, by the way.
He's a big car guy, isn't he?
He passed his test at 17, so what is the point in driving yourself when you've got a monkey to do it for you?
A monkey? Hi, Andrew, monkey.
Yeah. Obviously, he doesn't look like an ape. It's not what I'm insinuating. So Andrew, obviously, he drove everywhere. So for 10 years, pretty much.
You had it easy.
I didn't need to do anything. He was driving left, right and centre, and I thought, what's the point in me even bothering to learn to drive?
Not miss your free rides?
I having to pay for diesel, I'm realising that actually I owe him a lot of money.
So expensive, isn't it?
I owe him a lot of money and a lot of lifts over 10 years. And then when I got with Phoebe quite a few years ago now, she drove me everywhere, and then obviously got to a point where she needed to learn to drive. So I thought, you know what? It can't be that difficult. Everybody in my life can do it.
Think about how much money you would have saved without the car.
And I've only had two small minor car accidents, so nothing to put me off. One with Andrew in the car, in fact. Really? He was a bad driver.
Was he driving?
Yeah, it was. He's terrible. I thought it was a Peugeot as well. Not much luck with these cars.
Honestly, Peugeots.
Death traps. Car sandwiches. They were
caused. Crash sandwiches.
Crash sandwiches. And so I decided to learn to drive. And it was a manual I was driving for about a year. And I realised that I hated every moment of it.
Of the manual driving.
I realised that when I was getting to the point where I could see a traffic light in the distance and it was turning from red to green, and it was the happiest thought ever because I didn't have to change gear. But then when I had to constantly change gear all the time, I realised that I despised every inch of driving.
Yeah, but you get to the point where it's just second nature.
After a year, it was about 12th nature. I still couldn't do it that well. The clutch, I stalled, the stupid thing wouldn't go into it, ramming it into its gear. I hated it.
So you've took the easy route. The lazy route, I call it.
The easy, because I have to wear herd. At the time, I was wearing herd lenses, not these hybrid soft herd. It was herd. And I'm thinking, my lenses are killing me. I hate driving this car. And I'm thinking, that's it. I'm
done. Is that why you give up for a bit?
And that's why, no, I give up because I had to have two eye operations, which set me back a year.
That old chestnut.
So that set me back a year. And then once I'd finally recovered from the operations, I thought, right, I'm going back on this horse now. And I thought, but I'm not doing manual. I need to speed this process up. I need to learn how to drive an automatic, because an automatic is basically a go-kart.
Still took you five times though.
It's a stop and start procedure.
And, there's a park button there as well.
Yeah. But that's, what is that, handbrake? You have to put that on. And I decided once I learned automatic, I thought this is the easiest thing ever. And at the beginning of this year, 2017, I thought, this is it. I'm taking my test in January, end of Jan, and I'm going to do it. Failed first time with eight minors.
Minors though, not that bad.
Yeah, not that bad. But I think crossing a roundabout without indicating and looking at the any more traffic was the issue why I failed. That was probably the issue. The second time I failed, I decided to put back in for my test. At the moment I failed, I put back in for it. And the second time I failed is because I took a corner too fast and the instructor had to, she claims, brake. I don't remember her braking. Ooh. But apparently if your instructor has to touch
you
the pedals...
You killed someone there, Luke.
If the examiner has to touch the pedals at any point during the test, I think it's safe to say I've failed.
And
only had three minors on that occasion.
Oh, really?
And I got a power... And I got a reverse turnaround in the road, a turn in the road, all of these tests, and I still passed all
them. I can't do parallel park. That's the worst. So go on, why did you fail miserably on the third one then?
Well, on the third one, I had the same examiner as I had on the second time.
I think she just hated you.
And basically, she saw me and thought... Not him again.
Did you abuse her at all?
No, I didn't abuse. No, we didn't even. There's that awkward moment where you think, I'm driving, they give me instructions. Do I talk to them or not? Do you need to say anything? But they, she spoke about me. She said, oh, how's your, have you booked any holidays? What are you doing? And I kept thinking, and I slowly kept dropping in, well, yeah, you know, my life would be easier if I could drive. things are going well.
Like begging her to please pass you.
Exactly. And still fail me, yes. But she failed me on
what? Did she recognise you?
No, I don't think so. Okay. She probably heard my voice on Luke and Lucy FM,
maybe
on iTunes and Audible.
Probably why.
And tune in any other
podcast.
Place. Yeah, exactly. Probably hates us. You're the reason I failed, basically, Lucy. And, you know, the third one, for me, it was a technicality. I don't think I should have failed.
What happened?
But as I came out the test centre, there's a road, and I drove along that road. Turns out that road is a 30, not a 40, and I was going 34. So when I drove out the road and I came back on the road, I was doing 34 twice.
Oh, really? So she failed you on that?
Yes. Well, it's breaking the speed limit, and it's illegal.
But then that's the thing, if you'd stuck to the 30 and it was
I would have passed
40.
The third time. Well, exactly, then we're going too slow.
That's the thing. You can't win.
Can't win
in
so
those
I think
situations.
I failed that technicality. And then the fourth time, it was an oldish chap. He was talking about things. It was great. It was going really well until he said, do a parallel park. Now, previous to this, Lucy, I've had three turn in the roads, which I've nailed. I've never failed on the manoeuvres. And I thought, right, I'm gonna do this. I'll nail the parallel park and I'll pass. So I did the parallel park. And you know, I told you that I'd bumped the curb.
Did you really hit it?
When I said bumped, I maybe mean mounted.
That could be a child. You literally told me you just touched it. Like,
yeah, I told everybody. Yeah, because I was so embarrassed at failing the fourth time.
Word.
Well, it turns out I slightly mounted the curb. And I don't know. No, I'm not an expert, but I think that's
you
a fail.
You killed so many ants.
Funny you should say that, because he said very similar of, did you check the pavement to see if anybody was coming that you before you killed them?
I
was
no.
Like, no.
Didn't
so
do
I,
that.
It's really no. Then the fifth time, which was obviously...
That was on your fourth time as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, fourth time.
Oh,
so
wow.
The fifth time, I thought, that is it. If I, bone in mind, mind at this point, Lucy, my theory would have expired next month in Umai. Okay, so I thought, if I fail this, I have realistically one shot now of getting this right, and then I'm done, right? So that was it. Everything was going against me, I feel. And I got in the car and I got to the test centre and out came the one who'd filmed me previously.
Oh, no.
Out came the one who'd filmed me twice and out came the one who'd filmed me the last one. I thought, well, it's none of these guys. Then out came a different guy and I thought, well, he's not filmed me before. Got in the car and he went, right, the test is dirty. I did it in my own car in my brand new Renault Clio, right?
Maybe that was the difference doing it in your own car.
And I think, well, it was clearly because I passed, right? He said, right, do a bay park. I thought, well, started
the
entire...
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, that's what you were... But like, you go into Tesco, any other supermarket.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
So did it in the test centre, bumped the curb.
Oh, my word.
I thought this is a new record. I failed
it. Mount it, though,
no,
did you?
No, didn't mount. Just bumped. Slightly tapped. I thought, oh, this is a new record. I failed in 2 minutes. And I was so annoyed at myself.
That's probably why the rest of your tests went so well, though, because you thought you'd failed.
I literally said, I'm so sorry. He's like, he opened the door and he went, well, you're in the bay. And I thought, oh, maybe I've not failed. Maybe there's hope for me yet.
Carry on going.
Then the entire test was spent with him going on a political rant, which was great because I enjoyed the political rant as well. But there was points where I thought, is this still a test? What is it a test of? My political attributes? What is it?
Or driving.
And I remember when we got back to the test centre, he said, should I get whoever's with you? My dad came with me. My dad, by the way, the words of wisdom from my dad before I started the test was, you're probably going to fail.
So,
yeah,
that was
Barry Marsden's inspirational quote.
Do you know
what?
Your dad's a wise man.
And I said, no, it's okay, I'll tell him. And the guy said, well, you want to tell him you've passed? And I was like, oh, my God. It was like a screaming banshee. I grabbed it.
Did you hug him?
Yeah, I hugged him. He couldn't even sign the certificate. I grabbed his hand and said, you don't know what this means to me and my family. Thank you so much.
To me and my family, thank you so much. Feeding the 5,000.
And you know what I'm learning, Lucy, since passing and being on the roads, I'm learning, one, how much I rely on other people, and two, how stupid other drivers actually are.
Well, yeah.
Nobody knows how to use a roundabout.
I do.
Nobody knows how to use
a roundabout.
Honestly, I came the other day to a roundabout where clearly I was giving way to my right and then the people on my left had to give way to me. Did they give way to me? No.
Probably
did they
not.
Go straight out where I nearly had to slam? I thought, you know what, maybe I should just blow straight into them. But
some
then I thought...
selfish drivers in there.
Then I have to think of my no claims now. So
you don't want to ruin your brand new Clio.
And I really don't want to ruin my brand new Clio. So yeah.
Basically, all you need is one of them cars that just drives for you.
You know what, Lucy? That's my next step.
That would be ideal.
You know, Google were trying those self-driving cars. Fair enough, it beheaded two people, I think. But I'm willing to give it a go in a few years' time and it's beheaded a few more.
Please, behead you.
No, because then what about the podcast? Who would continue looking Lucy FM? It'd just be Lucy FM and Luke's severed head.
I could record your voice before.
Lucy and Luke's severed head FM. Coming soon to iTunes.
I think that would be better.
On that note, if you've had any driving experiences, we do want to know about them. Drop us a little tweet at Luke and Lucy. And maybe you're driving right now and you just slammed on and you've been joined the podcast that much. Maybe that's
crash.
It. Why don't we tell them that, Lucy?
Yeah,
so they've crashed and they can't move and all they can hear is her voices going, oh, maybe you've crashed.
And like they're there in a burning car trapped.
But, you know, I don't know where we go from here. On that note, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Luke and Lucy FM, episode 66. We are back very soon with episode 67. In the meantime, please do leave us an iTunes review. I also want to say hello to Andrew, my former tutor at college, who is loving the podcast and he got in touch this week to tell me that. So thanks,
hello,
Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
And thank you for helping me pass politics at A level. I really appreciate
it. That helped you get the test, I think.
I passed
the test at the end.
That's a very good point,
all
Lucy.
Your political
all
knowledge.
My political knowledge.
So basically,
yeah.
It was because of Andrew.
Yeah, thanks for leaving the test, basically, Andrew.
You owe Andrew.
Please do leave us an iTunes review. Just search Luke and Lucy if I'm on iTunes. 5 stars, obviously. If you leave us 1 star, then we'll cry ourselves to sleep on every night. So we appreciate 5 stars.
Luckily, me and Luke have both drove here separately. So I'm going to live to survive one more day.
That is so ungrateful. And actually, just want to leave it with any words of wisdom for anybody who's learning now, listening to this maybe in the headphones on a provisional or they're just kind of going, just remember that, you know, if you fail the first time, it's fine. You fail the second time, it's a bit embarrassing. The third time, you're a disgrace to your family. The fourth time, there's no
Might
coming
as
back.
Might well just leave the country.
But the fifth time, you're a phoenix from the ashes. And that's what I am. Be safe out there, fellow drivers, and stay strong because we are in this together. We are, Lucy. We're in this together, do you not think?
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.